This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you are wondering what we actually look like, you only hear us, we are now on YouTube.
You want to watch this full episode? Join us on YouTube. Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Your daughter just does not have the mouth for the flute. And he goes, after 2 years of her playing, she doesn't have the lips for the flute?
She does not have the mouth
for the flute. I didn't have the mouth for the flute.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee, his mother, Potter.
His mother, Potter.
I like to say million dollar mama.
Well, yeah, where'd you come up with that?
Some freaky little sneaky freak.
A sneaky freak dubbed you the million dollar mama?
Yeah, I pinned that comment.
You liked it.
If you guys want to be pinned, keep giving those kind of compliments.
Yeah, you are the million dollar mama.
I'm the million dollar. I wish I had a million dollar mama. I wish I was actually a million dollar mama.
How you feeling, million dollar mama?
Million dollar COVID.
Are you fully recovered or no?
There is no such thing.
I am fully recovered.
Okay, well, I would say I'm about 75%.
Oh, but you are testing negative.
Testing negative.
Let the studio know she's testing negative.
In quarantine for 2 weeks, not only in my apartment, but in my bedroom.
We are together for the first time in maybe 2 weeks.
Yes, exactly.
How has this been for you, not seeing me on a regular basis?
Fine. How has it been for you?
It's actually been very painful. Very painful.
Oh,
yeah, very,
that's
very,
sweet.
Very sad and painful.
I can
barely sleep at night.
Okay, I know you're lying.
Well, let us begin. How about that?
Let's begin. We have a great lineup today.
A great lineup, starting with an amazing sneaky freak question of the week.
Right. We asked you guys for your questions. Like, what do you guys want answers to? And we got some great ones. So throughout the year, we'll be splattering them out.
Throughout the year. There's a whole year plan.
We got a whole year plan, or at least while you're away. Does everybody know you're leaving town?
We'll get into that. I'm leaving town. But don't worry. The podcast will still go on. We'll be recording remotely. It'll still be just as good, if not better, than what it is.
Oh, because we're going to hear some freaky stories.
Some freaky fucking stories.
Cam on the road.
On the road. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I want to thank our sneaky freak, Eleanor, for suggesting this question of the week. The question is, what was the best orgasm you have ever had? What was the situation leading up to it? And what made it so good?
Ooh-wee! That's a spicy one. That's a real spicy one. And it's a tough one, too, because some of us have lived longer than others, so we've had more orgasms.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Well, why don't you start us off?
Million dollar mama. Yeah, you fucking want to start bragging about your fucking O's?
I think that someone should have asked, like, which, you know, going through each decade, which was the best one?
Oh, my fucking God.
I mean, you got solo masturbation, and then you got, like, with a partner.
How do you have to complicate this? Just tell us the best orgasm you ever had.
It's really hard to know because, I mean, I've had quite a few. But
Mom, the show.
I will say that one of the better ones was on my honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah, because we were doing hash under glass.
Get the fuck out of here with the hash again. It's always the hash.
Hash is a good
hash
drug.
Under the glass.
I mean, orgasms like are, first of all, what I didn't realize is that men had different orgasms. I thought they're all the same for you guys.
No. Apparently very different. Not.
But for women, to me, it's all about the buildup.
I mean, it's the same for men.
Yeah. So sometimes
our anatomies are not so different.
Right. I know, but I just never have been in a man's body in this lifetime, so I don't know.
It works the fucking same.
Works the same?
Yes.
Okay. So,
all right, so what was so good about this hash experience?
Because it was like one of those things where it's like such a long buildup to when you finally have an orgasm, it lasts for a while.
So it was a long foreplay situation.
Long foreplay, from what I remember.
Yeah, well, the hash
we're
allowed
1982.
You.
It's it was one of the best. But then I can also go.
Wow, I can't believe
fast
you were.
Forward
you
several
you
decades.
Remember something from 1982 is pretty wild.
fast forward several decades and probably on a different type of drug.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I had some fun times with Deez as well, my boyfriend. So I think the
What are you trying to be equitable here?
Yeah.
Deez's father, Deez, trying to make sure no one's left out?
What I think is important to note is that orgasms for me, again, just speaking for myself, are better once you are totally comfortable with your partner. Because then you can just drag it on as long as you want, not worry. There's nothing worse than being with someone who you really don't know and you're like not as comfortable.
Horrible. I still will act like a freak.
What does that mean?
My best orgasm, I mean, I still will say like, can we edge? It's like playing red light, green light a little bit.
You
like,
have to stop, say that?
Red light, green light, red light, green light.
Is that what you do?
It's kind of like what's happening there. It's a little
red light, green
light. It's a little kindergarten game, basically.
You do realize that I'm thinking Squid Game, so she's not a very that's a frightening.
Oh, I have never seen Squid Game.
That's a game, red light, green light. That's not so
good.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that are red light are getting killed.
Okay, well, that's not what's happening. I'm just trying to edge.
Just trying to edge.
And when I'm asked about my best orgasm, I think about I've had many orgasms in my life.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, maybe more than you.
I highly doubt it.
You think you've had more orgasms than me?
I'm double your years. So
I know,
yes.
But I
No, I don't know.
I think I can masturbate a little more frequently than you do.
How do you know?
Well, it takes me about 10 seconds. So I could just imagine, if you would be, if it took you, what's the average masturbation time?
For me, it depends if it's solo or with a partner.
We're talking 30 minutes?
Are you kidding me? Probably
10 minutes?
Maybe. It really depends on, are you talking about from like foreplay on, or are you talking about just the actual
solo
masturbation?
Solo masturbation.
Solo. Well, it depends again if I'm watching.
What's with all the caveats? Can't you just give me a fucking number?
I can't give you a number. Why don't you give me your number?
10 seconds. I already told you. 10 seconds. I could easily get off.
10 seconds.
No, it does take longer. It does take longer.
And then, like we were just saying, that if the orgasm is only 10 seconds, I mean, if it,
right,
the prelude is 10 seconds.
Exactly.
And you're going to have a 10. I hate when you're building up this great orgasm and it goes like a dud.
Yep.
That is the most annoying thing.
Horrible. Anyway, I'm remembering a specific time on my couch, just getting a beach.
Someone gave you a beach?
I got a beach. Red light, green light situation. We were edging. And then I just started kind of convulsing afterwards.
Why does it always seem like something's going on, like not human?
They're never sure.
Just like, did something enter your body and make you go insane?
You know, I'm a very sensitive guy.
I realize you're
so
sensitive.
So, you know, any bodily sensations really take over me. And she did ask me, she said I looked like The Exorcist afterwards. So
wait, like your head revolved around your body and your eyes rolled up?
It's the feeling of like extreme hyperventilation. That's the same sort of vibe.
Are you breathing through your orgasm?
You have no clue how much I'm breathing.
Diaphragmatically?
That's the whole thing. I think I'm breathing so goddamn much that I'm getting lightheaded over here.
Well, you say you once passed out in a strip club.
I didn't pass out entirely, but I did get a little hazy. Okay, let's turn to the sneaky freaks and find out about their
I would
best
like to say
orgasms.
One other thing. If you want your orgasm to last longer, make sure that you breathe.
Yeah. Are you, first of all, you think
a lot of people hold their breath and they don't realize that if you breathe, it'll extend the orgasm.
I am the one that introduced the whole idea of breathing to the show.
You think you did?
Yeah, I did.
No,
you didn't know shit about breathing.
One of our guests was telling us about that.
Okay, well, okay, that's true. That's definitely true.
But I didn't know.
Something I learned.
It's not something I knew.
Yeah.
So anyway, what do you think? The freaks know about this?
Okay, let's turn to the sneaky freaks and hear about their best orgasm. Again, the question is, what was the best orgasm you have ever had? What was the situation leading up to it, and what made it so good? And again, if you'd like to receive these questions of the week, it's one text a week usually. We don't spam. You can give us a text at 310-356-3920. It's a very fun little back and forth, okay?
And you can be anonymous too if you want.
Let's start off with the person who asks the goddamn question, Eleanor.
All right, let's do Eleanor.
Eleanor says, to answer my own question, lol, it was probably the first time I climaxed due to both clitoral and vaginal stimulation.
I wanted to say that.
What do you mean you want to say that?
I forgot that was one of the best orgasms I ever had.
You discovered you can do both at the same time?
Yes.
You could do both at the same time?
If you have toys.
Yeah. She goes, I never experienced it and was kind of like, damn, that shit was crazy and has really made both sex and masturbation so much better.
Eleanor, you're 100% correct on that. Ding, ding, ding. Eleanor gets the prize.
Who are you?
I'm judging everyone. I'm judging. Eleanor, I agree with you 100%.
How about this one? This is from Ava. I edged for 12 hours.
Oh, my God, Ava.
My type of girl.
12 hours? She's going to rub it off altogether. The whole clit's going to fall off.
I edged for 12 hours and had an orgasm so intense I passed out afterwards. Ava, after 10 minutes.
Are you going to be in Buenos Aires anytime soon?
It was a Sunday night and I had a full day of college classes the next day, so I thought I'd masturbate and go to bed. But I like edging and really like when an orgasm builds up. So I was watching porn and letting things build up, but I was really taking my time to where I started thinking, okay, I should wrap this up. It's 2 a.m. I have to leave for class in 6 hours. It's now or never to get decent sleep, but I think the knowing that I should hurry up made me want to be naughty and keep going. So I eventually did so over the whole night until I was now in danger of straight up being late to class, never mind getting sleep. So I said, okay, I have to end this and come. So I did at 8 a.m., which is when I had to leave for my first class. But I came so hard and intensely and long that I straight up just passed out afterwards and woke up at 3 p.m., having missed the entire day. Best orgasm I ever had.
I can see why Ava brought this question to our attention.
She did not. This is someone else.
Oh, well, I can see why she answered it so eloquently.
That's a story. I would remember that.
Being
late for class.
Yeah, and there were no drugs involved.
What's the longest you have masturbated for?
Masturbated?
12 hours, this girl.
12 hours, out of the question. Mort, they won. They did 5 times a day.
That's not a consecutive hour, you know?
You know, and then there's people like Nina Hartley who told me that she, over the years of knowing all these different porn stars, she said there's like ones that are, you know, one and done, which she claims she is, which I think I am as well. And there's one that can just keep going multiple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like a badge of honor. I could do multiple orgasms. Well, jinky for you.
Jinky for you. Hey, jinky for you.
What is that, you like a badge of honor or something?
What is jinky for you?
I don't know. I made that up.
Jinky for you?
Jinky for you. You're so cool because you can do multiple orgasms.
Oh, my God. Let's hear about from Chris. Chris says, I was having sex in the woods with my wife. We were on a deserted trail, or so we thought. It was a great orgasm because of the excitement of doing something we could get caught. When we returned to the trail, we passed a handful of hikers going both directions. Hopefully they heard or saw something.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
There are a lot of sneaky exhibitionists out there.
Some sneaky-ass motherfucking Chris right here. I mean, I never hope to be seen having sex. That doesn't turn me on, to be honest.
Well, I think I was kind of possibly seen looking like I was having sex yesterday, but I wasn't.
What?
I had a massage yesterday.
Okay.
And we were upstairs on the rooftop where people are walking by, and I thought we had curtains around. And my masseuse, who is adorable, Arthur, what are you looking at? He wasn't doing anything sexually to me, but I mean, he's a Thai masseuse, so he's putting the legs up in the air. It looked like I was like—
Is he on you?
He's standing on me. He's
standing on you?
Causing bruises.
In front of everyone?
Yes.
What the hell?
It probably looked like we were having sex. Nobody knew it, though.
Why are you doing it up there?
Because I had COVID. I didn't want to put him in my apartment and expose him.
Oh, my fucking God. Unbelievable. So everyone's walking by and you're getting contorted into all these. Are you naked?
No, no.
What were you wearing?
I put on like some shorts and like, I didn't have a top on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Unreal.
I don't think anybody saw anything. There were curtains around where they were blowing in the wind.
By
the way, the way people dress at my pool, you might as well be naked.
That is true. Mr. Bean gave us a response. He said the best orgasm he ever had was single-handedly, hands down.
Oh, he's so clever.
He's so clever.
I would think he would say with a sheep.
Joseph said best orgasm ever was last night watching Karen's TikTok.
Uh-oh. What? I'm so glad I could provide you with the best orgasm ever, Joseph.
That's a fucking shit on right there. Why do you have to do that? He's aware that we both read these texts.
I don't know why.
Are you excited that he fucking is jerking off to you?
No, but I take it as a compliment.
You do take it as a compliment?
Yeah, at least
I don't take it as a compliment.
He's not throwing up at the sight of me, so it's better than that. I'm glad I could provide Joseph with some entertainment. I would like to know what I was doing that caused him. Was I walking around trying on shoes?
I don't know. Let's move on.
Okay, go ahead.
Brianna says, my best orgasm was actually my first orgasm. I put on a podcast by Audio Desires that helps you through guided masturbation and body talk. It was absolutely amazing. I had taken an edible before it started.
See, thank you very much.
It didn't kick in until about an hour later after my second orgasm. From there, they just got better and better. I ended up coming and having an orgasm 6 times that day.
Whoa.
Jinky. Jinky for her.
Jinky for you, too.
Jinky for you.
By the way, you beat Mort.
Yeah. When it was all said and done, I was high as a kite, tired, and could barely walk.
But you had a damn good time there, Brianna.
What's going on with the barely walking? People constantly say I can barely walk after this.
Well, you're contracting.
Your body's, there's a lot of contraction?
A lot of Kegel muscles.
It's not the friction that's causing this?
Friction of what, Cam?
She's using her hand or a toy or what, you know?
No.
A dick?
No. A dick, if she's using a dick. I don't know.
I always think, when I usually hear this, I think of, I guess, the dick opening this person up so much that they can't.
That's nonsense. But it could be that if you're pumping away for a long time, then yeah, you might feel like you're riding a horse.
That's what I'm saying. Humping away?
Humping, like, you know, like a little jackrabbit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Should we do maybe one or two more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
How about Tom, the elder statesman?
Tom says, been a number of wonderful orgasms. He is the elder statesman, after all.
I'm telling you, we've had a lot more years.
But one that stands out in kind of a strange way, the night my father passed away.
Well, that is a cathartic experience, Tom.
We were in his house and with my mother in the next room. The bed was small, but the love and connection between my wife and I made it emotional and the physical part super energetic and intense. God damn, Tom. That's what I'm talking about. We did not have the same response on that one. This is the type of orgasm I would like.
Hey, so
post-mortem, fucking in a small-ass bed.
So when your dad died...
I don't love the idea of you being next door, actually.
That's what you're worried about. Now, you're not worried about when your dad died... Were you thinking about having an orgasm, or were you thinking about, I just lost my damn father?
If I had a wonderful girlfriend at the time that we were, you know, completely in love. And
you still would not have sex.
What? You don't think so?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, that was a murder. Maybe Tom was, this is like an older.
Yeah, maybe it was a long drawn out.
Because I could imagine the way the person dies, you know, if it's not,
it's
completely shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, your dad gets in a car accident. Let's go have sex. I mean, come on.
It's different.
And make sure I have an orgasm.
Yeah. Okay, how about this one from Drew? Drew says, the best orgasm I've had was with my wife. She had just gotten back from a date with another guy.
I like that.
The situation leading up to it was she was out with another guy that night. She would show me their text messages from the days leading up to the date, as well as pictures of them out together that night. It was amazing to hear the details from their time together.
I have a friend who has the same kind of relationship with her husband and seeing outside people, and it's the same thing where he gets so off on hearing about her having fun.
It's unbelievable.
What do you think about that? Could you do that?
I could not do that, but I know hating on the people that can.
Why would you hate? I'm thinking it's quite a generous thing.
Well, I'm just saying it's not my cup of tea, but other people might like that.
I think you'd have to really be a very
Would you be excited if Deez went on dates with other
girls? If that was our arrangement, and because sometimes I do like to hear about his past.
See, I don't even like to hear about the past. What do you like about hearing about the past?
I don't know. I told you before. I think it's cool when you think of your partner as being desirable to someone else.
Jinky for him.
Jinky for him, too.
Yeah, jinky for him.
Jinky is our new term for...
Okay. Thank you to all the sneaky freaks that responded. There were more here that we wish we could have gotten to. I mean, a lot of these were very... titillating responses.
Titillating?
Yeah. I mean, there was one here that was kind of titillating over here. But let's, maybe we'll save this for a future episode.
Well, that's the whole thing. Some of these answers were so good that we just didn't have time to read them all. So we should really think about having a round two of this.
Okay. Thank you to all of your all your responses. We love you very much. And if you would like to participate in the future, give us a text at 310-356-3920. Do you want to give me a life update before we get into mine? We always start with mine. I'm thinking, let's start with you.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd like to give you my life update. Well, first of all, and speaking of vibrators.
Yeah.
You know, there's different types of vibrators. There's a clit stimulator, the air pulse stimulator.
Of course.
Of course, you know this, Cam, but maybe the sneaky freaks are not as familiar with all the different types of vibrators that are currently out in the market. That's like the latest trend.
Everyone loves the air pulse stimulation.
In my day, it was the rabbit. And a little tidbit about rabbits and toys in general.
Yeah, the rabbit's the one that you, it looks like a rabbit with the two bunny ears touching the clit, and then there's something you put inside.
Right, so you can have that vaginal and clitoral orgasm. But the reason they're rabbits and other toys like that is because they, I guess they were illegal to bring into the country unless they were toys.
Oh, yeah.
Kids' toys, so they make them in like shapes of animals.
Wow.
Interesting so little happy. Fun fact.
It's a very fun fact, mother.
My little COVID mush brain remembered some real cool things. Well, anyway, I'm bringing this up because I was moving, as we know, and I noticed I had an inordinate amount of sex toys.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about how my sister found all of them.
Right, and it's like some of them I used one or two times for a sponsor to see if I liked it or didn't like it or whatever, and then I put it away and went back to different other toys, right?
Yeah.
What a waste.
What are you going to do with all these?
What am I going to do? So I call one of my friends, not mention any names. I'm just going to call her Doris.
Doris, okay.
And I call Doris, and Doris is in the middle of a conversation with me, and she says, you know, I hate my vibrators. When are you going to send me a vibrator? I said, well, it's funny that you say that because I was just cleaning out my toy chest, and I have a bunch of them. She goes, are they used? I'm like, well, yeah, just but only one or two times. She goes, ew, I don't want your used vibrator.
You're going to send your used vibrators to a friend?
I'm like, they're very expensive toys that I've been used once or twice. I hate it. It just kills me to throw them in the garbage.
Well, why are you getting rid of them? Why don't you just use them?
How many do I need?
Yeah,
I have like a...
Your war chest. Yeah.
I can open my own store.
You could UV sanitize it.
UV sanitizer. She still wouldn't take it. She said to me, she goes, I could see you sanitizing and still this little part is not sanitized and I don't want any part of it.
So if you put in a UV sanitizer, seriously, this is what you do. Put in a UV sanitizer.
And then what do I do
And you wash it with a toy cleaner and it should be fine afterwards.
And you think she's going to take it or should I just give it to some of the sneaky freaks?
No, you should not give away your used vibrators. Disgusting.
Anyway, so that's one of the things that's going on in my life. And
okay,
the other is that I'm broken out of jail.
Free.
Free at last. I have never been confined to a room for 10 days straight by my boyfriend.
Unbelievable.
He managed to break his ankle, and we have boxes all over our house, and he decided that he was not going to get COVID. It would have been a horrible situation having COVID and a broken ankle. So I listened to his theories. His requests. And I kept myself isolated into the bedroom. But I got to tell you something. It's brutal.
That was pretty brutal.
I'm a very hyperactive person.
I can't believe you stayed in there in that little den.
I stayed in there. I ate in there.
It's so crazy. I mean, that's really like a crazy person.
And I live like I was in jail.
Yeah.
So I am broken free.
You're broken free.
I'm free at last. Free at last.
I'm very happy for you.
I am no longer a prisoner in my own home.
Very, very happy for you. I wish you a full recovery, mother.
Well, thank you, son. And that's about the excitement of what's going on in my life. If anything else occurs to me, I will let you know.
Yeah, please let us know. Keep us abreast.
And why don't you give me a rundown of your craziness?
Before I get into that, I wanted to just make an addendum to our last episode. Because we talked a lot about sex workers on webcam sites in Medellin. And we were talking, it could have been construed as like, oh, watch out for them. But it's not like a watch out for them. I just want to say, no one's made any comments yet because the episode's not even out. But I just wanted to say, we love sex workers.
We do?
I love them. They provide a lot of pleasure to the world. I think it should be legalized.
I do too.
Webcam models, I spend a lot of time with them. Why not? So just keep that in mind when my mother is going off about how she thinks I'm going to end up in a glory hole situation.
I was hoping you were. I'm not the only one because apparently our glory hole TikTok videos are cruising into the hundreds of thousands of views.
It is.
And a lot of people have said they too like their casting couch and glory holes.
Look at that.
So I seem to be the leader of the pack.
You're a trendsetter, mother.
And you know what? I'd like to also destigmatize women watching porn.
Destigmatize it.
I want to destigmatize that, because in my day, women would be like, ew, porn. Yeah, and I was always one like, put that damn shit back on.
Put that damn shit back on.
So for girls that you're growing up right now and thinking it's bad to watch porn, it is not bad. It is good. Just as long as it's not education, it's entertainment.
You know what I was thinking about recently? When do you choose to masturbate?
That is a really good sneaky question.
Thank you. What do you just do it whenever the impulse arises? Do you do it on a regular basis? Do you do it because you think you need a release or you need to go to sleep, or you know, what is it?
I took a sleeping pill one time, well, many times. But this particular time, I had just started the sleeping pill that my daughter, your sister, had tried.
Yeah,
or was using, and all of a sudden I got horny
with the sleeping pill.
With the sleeping pill, because if I was finally relaxed for the first time, oh, and wow, who knows how long. So I text her. I'm like, are you feeling any strange feelings from your I forgot what it was called, trazodone?
Oh, my God.
And she goes, like, what? I go, are you horny? And she goes, no.
Oh, my fucking God, Mom. Oh, my God. Why did you text her that?
I wanted to know.
Oh, my God.
I want to know if this is a common side effect or a one-and-done side effect.
Oh, my God. I could see that, though, when the body's relaxed.
Yeah, my body had not been relaxed for quite some time. I took a whatever that was.
I think this is right. Like, on Friday or Saturday, I feel much more relaxed, and I can actually unwind, and I'm like, I don't need the extra energy, you know, because I do think when I hold back and I don't jerk it or come, I have a lot more energy. Fucking rearing to go.
I think it's the opposite.
What?
I think for me, it's a good thing to sleep when you have all those hormones, oxytocin, released.
Not oxycodone.
Oxytocin is being released. Serotonin's being released. A bunch of other hormones are being released. So even if I don't want to masturbate, I think, yeah, you better have masturbate. Just get that good little extra release in there with your trazodone and get it all going. It's a whole cocktail.
Okay, anyway, I haven't masturbated in a while.
You always say that. But somehow or another, you have a story to tell immediately. So I don't know what a while is. Maybe it was 30 minutes since you masturbated.
Yeah, I was masturbating 30 minutes ago in this podcast, Mom. All right. I will say, my life has not been very sexual these days because I am gearing up to go on this epic trip to South America.
And you have been gearing up. So help me God, if you gear yourself up and you...
And I don't go.
Go to all, or you'll go and you'll, after the first couple of days, you're like, this is not for me. I'm coming home. I will die laughing.
Yeah. I mean, I am so excited and so fucking nervous.
At the same time.
Unbelievable. I mean, I think I've talked about this in the last several episodes, but it's scary going to a foreign country by yourself. You don't know anyone there. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
Would you like your mother to come with you?
You are not coming with. You are not coming with.
Can you imagine? You're in your little Medellin chatter bay, whatever that was called, the chat rooms, and in walks your mother.
No.
I was always wondering, what do you do if you go to like hedonism or one of those all nude type of, motels or resorts?
Yeah.
And you see like someone you know on the beach, like walking towards you, and it turns out it's your cousin or your sister or your mother.
I could be naked with my cousin. I could be naked with my brother. I wouldn't be naked with my sister.
What if your sister was walking naked?
That's not what I would want to see. And she would never end up there. Anyway, you know, everyone seems to have their own opinions. And some people want to join me when I tell them I'm going on these travels.
Yeah, what are you
going
to do when people want to join you?
I put a kibosh on it. I'm trying to do the solo travel thing right now. Everyone's got opinions on what I should be bringing, what I should be doing there.
I don't know why people have to give you opinions all the time.
Okay, so here's what you need to know. I think I'm in love with my dental hygienist.
I did not know this.
Love her to death.
I think she's in love with you back, because when I came in there, she's
like... It's a different person.
Someone loves you back.
There's a whole team there. The one that actually works on my teeth, I'm obsessed with. She's adorable.
Wait, you said abscessed, like an abscessed tooth?
I'm obsessed with. Yes. This time, I went in to get the whole cleaning. And she's got the things in my mouth. And she starts giving me all these tips on what I should do for the trip. And I get so overwhelmed with this. I have to start writing it down while she's doing the whole dental hygiene. She's going, and I'm fucking writing down. Oh, bring air tags to make sure I know where my wallet is. Make sure I got those fucking converters. She was brilliant. I'm hoping she comes with me.
That's one that you would like.
I would like her to come with me, yeah.
Is she a digital nomad?
No.
And how does she know all these things?
She's just a bright woman.
Okay.
I've been preparing so fucking much that I can't even go to bed. I go to bed at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, because I'm just online shopping for the best yoga mat, travel yoga mat.
Oh my goodness. How much are you spending
best
on this?
Shoes.
Toe shoes.
Trying to get
Are you trying not to look nerdy?
I don't give a fuck so much about the nerdiness. It's a balance about nerdy clothes and functional and looking good clothes, you know. What?
I'm just scared about what your wardrobe's going to be like.
I know. I know that.
How much of it is from the thrift
None. It's all coming from REI. So I'm looking very like outdoorsy, which is not really my style, but it's fine.
You know, I was thinking about one other thing when you're talking about the dental hygienist.
Yeah.
You know, when you got your mouth full of all of the paste and you can't talk and she's holding things in there.
Yeah.
Blood is coming out and you're like,
blood?
I don't know. Something's always happening over there.
You don't floss well.
Excuse me. Well, I floss
you
well.
You wouldn't be bleeding all over the place.
Well, the way they're doing it is really uncomfortable. Anyway, I was thinking, why are they asking me questions? I hate that when they're asking. Same thing with a massage. Don't ask me questions because I do not want to answer any of them.
I would take anything that this woman asked me. I don't know. I left the dentist. I said to myself, I don't know. Usually people are afraid of the dentist and have a terrible time there. I love going there. It's like going on a date every time. It's a beautiful time.
Why are you always looking at women as potential mates?
It's just a romantic dental.
It's not romantic. What do you mean it's a romantic dental experience? It's not romantic.
I just love her. And it's a really pure love. It's not even a
sexual
love.
Why don't you just
love.
Ask her out?
I think she's much older than me. And who
so
knows?
So what? You can be
it's a cooler
experience.
I don't think it's a sexual thing. It's more of a just like, I love this person. Okay. It's like our souls were kind of entwined in a different.
Is she a Pisces?
I have no clue what the fuck she is.
It's the first thing you should ask.
I didn't ask. Anyway, it's been an up and down situation. You know, I've vacillated between excitement and fear.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share.
And your fears are warranted because there's been several times that you've been away and you had very scary experiences.
Yeah. Well, so I've been trying to prepare myself to, you know, know people in these places.
That would be a good thing.
So, for example, I found out I performed at a festival as a clown a few years ago, and I found out this year that a clown from Argentina performed there. So I reached out to him and I said, what's the clown scene like down there? All in Spanish. And he says, phenomenal teachers, great shows, we're waiting for you.
Oh, you got the clowns are waiting for you. You got the shoes for it.
I got a clown. Thank you. I got a clown friend waiting for me in Buenos Aires. So I tried to do the same thing in Medellin. I matched with a girl from Bumble who said, she's a stand-up comedian.
Perfect.
And perfect. She's telling me she's going to bring me around to the stand-up things. I'm excited about this. She says, I'm about to go into a stand-up show. So later on that night, I asked her how to go. And she says, it was canceled. The bar was robbed. No equipment.
This is all you need to hear.
This is all I needed to hear.
Oh, my God.
So I immediately asked her, I'm so sorry to hear that. It's really sad. Is that pretty common? She's like, yeah, well, it was an affluent area. You know, things get robbed around here.
Oh, my God.
And I was
like,
oh, my God, should I not come?
You asked her this?
Yes. And she's like, well, I can't guarantee you that, you know, you're not going to get.
You just totally blew your whole chances with this comic. Because she probably thought you're insane. Should I not
come?
She
does think I'm. She thinks I'm a little nuts.
Oh, my God. Cam.
She started laughing at me.
Use your indoor thoughts.
Keep those thoughts?
Keep them inside.
I mean, what would you think if you said that? I mean, I'm
telling
you, nervous.
You always have these weird experiences. I don't know how that happens. Always things happen to you. Like when you were in Asia and there was going to be a coup taken over by North Korea to South Koreans. And you're like, I had to evacuate. I was in a hairstylist and I'm getting this call saying I need to evacuate.
Listen, we get stories from it. Okay. So
as long as I survive, I have a better idea.
Don't go. No. Stay in my apartment.
Yes.
What?
No. Go there and just strictly get your teeth cleaned every day by different dentists in Medellin. There, it's in the daytime. How do you say the word?
Medellin.
You just go and make different dental appointments every day. Hopefully there'll be a good-looking hygienist. It'll be nice and safe.
It's not a sexual thing between me and this woman.
Maybe there'll be younger sexual people that you will find in Medellin.
All right.
Well, I think that's the best idea. It's during the day, less go opportunity. To dental. Go, just go. And
I know.
Safe.
I don't think I'm going to go out at night.
No, don't go out at night. Just go out during the day. Go to different.
I gotta go out at night.
You could try going to doctor's appointments and having them quit on you.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for the trip. I'm very nervous, but well, it'll be fine, everyone.
You got all the sneaky freaks worried about you.
No, everyone relax. I'm not perpetuating this fear cycle.
That's right.
I'm going.
You're going.
I'm trusting. That's the mantra.
Trust.
I'm going to get into that in cams uppers. Anyway, that's my life.
God in heaven. All right. Well, that was great. I'm glad you did that.
How is hit on or shit on, mother?
Well,
hit on or shit on. That's a segment of the show where we get to look at your comments and determine, is this a hit on or is this a shit on?
That's right. And I picked out a couple. Yeah. Well, one we've already spoken about from Brenzel, who said, $1 million mother.
In which you made $1 million mama.
I did make it $1 million mama because when we were asking like what the favorite genre of porn is.
Yeah.
He apparently agreed with me and called me that. And thank you, Brenzel, because I am using that.
Favorite genre of porn. His favorite genre of porn is $1 million mother?
No, he answered the same thing as me when I said it's a casting couch or...
Oh, of course.
Glory Hole Secrets.
Yeah. God.
And then we had someone named Gentrified Scum.
That
sounds like someone who's going to give us a nice positive review.
Yes.
He said, who talks to their mom like that? ? America is beyond redemption.
We get so many responses like this. People who are, like we had that Tosh.0 clip come out again.
Oh, you guys, you have to watch that.
A new Tosh.0 clip.
I'm going to try to put it on TikTok, but if you can't find it there, just type in Sex Talk with Her Mom. And find it on YouTube with Tosh.0.
I think it's called like Wild Mothers. And then it's in our Discord if anyone wants to join us there. It was given to us by, I think JC put it up there. Thank you for calling that to our attention. We didn't even know it was out there.
You never know. But I've had a lot of people over the years saying, I saw you on Tosh.0. So they must like our episode a lot.
And then the comments on this YouTube video is fucking unbelievable. People really think it's lame for me to talk to you about sex and weird and disturbing.
And what do you think?
Get over it.
Get over it.
What are they? They're going to die. I don't understand. Do they not realize they're going to die?
Do they not realize that they came from sex?
They came from sex. They have sex. They're obsessed with sex.
What? And then they die from sex.
And then they...
or lack thereof.
So why can't you talk about something? It's so lame.
It's so lame. And what is this? America's beyond redemption. There's so many horrible things that go on in America. And they're worried about you telling me that you come in 30 seconds?
I don't... But for the record, by the way... I don't come in 30 seconds for the fucking record.
All right, 31 seconds.
No, not 31 seconds. Don't you remember the last time she started complaining it was so long?
Oh, right.
That's also not a great situation to be in.
But one situation to the other. You got to try to be somewhere in the middle, Cam. Moderation.
Can you just support me for once? Maybe this is why it's disturbing.
Wait, what would you like me to support you on?
You don't need to make fun of me for my fucking the duration of my
you
calling me
the
30 seconds 30. These aren't facts.
A lot of people would like to come in 30 seconds.
All right. You've heard gone 30 seconds? Gone 60 seconds?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, that's hit on or shit on. I'm done with this segment, mother.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm fucking done. You the biggest shit ons came from you.
What? That is not true and everybody knows it.
Yeah, all right, came from Gentrified Scum. That was hit on or shit on. Is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. Mother, what have we got this week?
This is from The Mirror, where I get frequently the best reports.
Yeah, which is a UK tabloid.
Some would say tabloid. Some would say very excellent source of information.
Sure. Some might say
something
that.
I never really thought about, but it's called Trombone Players Name the Best Musicians in Bed. See the list of top lovers.
Wait.
You heard it.
No. Okay.
What?
Mom. Trombone players are named the best musicians in bed.
Yeah, that's what I said. Trombonists topped a poll of people asked to choose the best sex they've ever had with a musician. 16% said they hit the highest notes with guitarists and French horn players joined second. But trombones have the most oompah in the bedroom.
Oh my God.
The reason I brought this up is because my dad used to play trombone.
Do you think it's because they have all those muscles in their mouth? There is specific muscles. I forget what they're called.
Well, that's what I thought too. They topped a poll of 2,000 people asked to choose the best sex they've ever had with a musician.
How many people are fucking trombonists?
Apparently, there are quite a few because they come in at 16%. Now, guess what the least one was?
What?
This is kind of sad.
I kind of would always think saxophonist is the sexiest.
I thought saxophonist too, but apparently the worst one is...
The triangle?
No.
What?
The trumpet.
No.
7%.
No, that's not true.
No, it's not you. It's not. I'm sorry.
It's fucking it's, accordionist.
It's not. It's not. I thought, I play the clarinet, and the clarinet's on the bottom of the list, too.
Wait. What is the list? Go through the list, will you?
Okay, I'm going through the list.
Number one is trombone, 16% of top lovers.
Which I thought the same thing you did. Then we got guitar. Then we got the French horn, the saxophonist, the violinist, the flute, the piano, the trumpet.
Okay.
That's where I got the trumpet from. I knew it, but I didn't realize there were more to it. There's drums, the clarinet, which is what I played.
Okay. So these are all, a lot of the wind instruments.
But the bottom five were the tuba.
The tuba is a surprise.
And then what about the accordion? That would not be that would be, I would never be turned on by a person playing an accordion.
I literally am thinking about taking accordion lessons in Argentina.
Okay. That's not going to be a winner because you just saw that was one of the least.
But how fun is it? It's like a clowny.
You're walking around with a piano on your stomach.
Yeah.
And then, wait a second. Number three, the worst here is the ukulele at 2%. The cello and the oboe. Who tunes the whole orchestra? The oboe does all the work, and yet they get no respect.
The oboe also considered, is it oboe or cello?
It's a woodwind instrument, and it's like a clarinet.
The cello is the one that sounds most like the human voice?
Yeah, the cello, it may sound like the human voice, but I guess lugging that giant cello around could not be that sexual.
It's not giant like the bass, the standing bass.
You know what this made me think of?
The ukulele is really not a sexy instrument either.
Ukulele is not sexy.
Yeah.
You know what
oboe is not either.
Oh, you know what it made me think of? Hmm. Deez one day decided to go out and buy himself a saxophone.
I remember that. He made me drive him. Yes. He closed the deal and he said, I've been wanting a saxophone all my life. Let's go get it. And he went and bought one.
And guess what he did with it?
He returned it. Did he return it?
Oh, yeah. He returned it. I said, if you're not going to play that stupid-ass instrument, go send it back.
And he sent it back.
He took about a couple $100 loss on it, but he sent it back. If he wants to play an instrument, I still have my clarinet.
Okay.
Can I tell you one little small thing about the clarinet and me?
What?
When I was a little kid, we all got to try a new instrument, and I tried the flute.
Okay.
And I practiced my little heart out with the flute. Oh. Yeah. And my dad, he was like encouraging me because he was a trombonist and everything. He was in the marching band and the Lion-A.
Jinky for him.
Well, guess what? After a year or two, I wasn't moving up the ranks. I was not in the top three of the second tier clarinets. Flutes. And my dad gets a phone call from our beloved orchestra leader who said, I think I have to tell you something. Your daughter just does not have the mouth for the flute. And he goes, after 2 years of her playing, she doesn't have the lips for the flute?
She does not have the mouth
for the flute. I didn't have the mouth for the flute. But we have a clarinet for her to try.
Unbelievable.
I had the dorkiest old clarinet. Everybody has this really cool clarinet. I had this old thing that was probably from like the 1700s that he gave me to try. But guess what? Made it to second chair.
Look at that.
Second chair in the second tier, not second chair in the first tier.
Oh.
But I still could probably play a few notes on the clarinet these days.
Really?
The clarinet is not a sexy instrument either. Anyway, so that's my story about...
What do you think would be the sexiest instrument for you? Have you ever fucked a musician?
Let me think about this. A golfer, yes.
No.
Tennis
musician,
pro, yes.
No, we know the athletes. You got the athletes covered with the boxers, the wrestlers, and all
guitarist
that shit.
Guitarist I made out with.
Who?
Guitarist.
Yeah.
I don't need to share with who.
I thought you were going to go with Roger Daltrey again.
I kissed Roger Daltrey on the lips.
All right.
When I was 19 years old.
All right, so you haven't had a lot of experiences with instrumentalists, I understand.
No, but I would think that the more flexible their little hands are, the better they be at. I always thought that's why, like...
Very dexterous.
Yeah.
The guitarist. So you think that you're thinking hands, I'm thinking mouth.
Well, then that's the trombone. You got you got to find, when you're on Medellin.
You
need to find a clown trombonist that specializes during the day. And you know what?
Dental hygienist. I have hooked up with musicians.
Who?
You don't know, and you're not going to know.
Again.
Multiple musicians.
Multiple?
Yes.
Like they could play instruments?
Yep. Talking violinists, guitarists, saxophonists, right off the bat.
Oh, well, because you went to a school that was very intelligent people.
Actually, None of this occurred at college.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Were they also clowns?
No.
So the trifecta would be for you, they play the accordion.
Yeah.
They're clowny.
Correct.
And they're dental hygienists during the day.
Bingo. That's it. Anyway.
That was mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
See, thank you so much.
Something you never would have thought about.
No, that was really important to share with the world. I'm glad you did, mother.
So am I.
Yeah. Is it time for the moment of the show where your butthole starts puckering? Because what? You're already ending it? No, I haven't started it. Your butthole starts puckering in excitement, where your heart starts throbbing, thinking of your own dental hygienist. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds...
Boring.
Or?
Lacking in interest.
Or?
Sometimes fun.
Sometimes fun. You got it in there. It's Cam's Uppers. All right, here's the deal. You know, I'm concerned about the safety situation.
We have already delved into this quite a bit.
Internal and external harm.
What?
Internal harm would be, you know, like...
Someone hurting your feelings?
No, that's external harm. And that's more of like robberies and, you know, attacks and, you know, molestations of some sort.
Or you think you're going to be molested?
You never know.
Why wouldn't you just be in safe areas where you're not going to be molested?
Who knows, Mom? Okay.
And now you're getting me worried.
Internal harms.
Yes.
Would be like food poisoning.
Had that.
Had that. Fainting from the altitude.
Had that.
Had that. Kidney failure.
Had that. Falling down the stairs because you were fainting.
Yes. I never had kidney failure.
Why did you say kidney infection? Failure?
Because I was following some guy who's in Medellin right now, and he looks like he's having the best time, and then next thing you know, he's in the fucking hospital with a fucking kidney infection.
Oh,
you
my
not need
God.
To show me that. But I don't think that's usually site-specific, you know? I don't think so. Do you not just get kidney infections?
Why are you following people that are in the hospital?
He's in Medellin. It looked like a nice hospital, actually.
Oh, okay. I feel better now. Go ahead.
Anyway.
Will you call me every day to make sure you're alive?
Mother, I'm growing past the fears. I'm accepting the fears, and it's necessary for my growth.
I
realize.
So.
This is what it's all about.
This is like when you went on the silent retreat and I thought you were insane, but you grew from it.
I grew from it.
Yeah.
I need to step into the areas that are scaring the fuck out of me.
Okay.
And the areas that are scaring the fuck out of me there are the unknown places.
Why don't you just look around Los Angeles? There's a lot of scary places here.
It's true. Look at my fucking street. People getting arrested for
you
fucking...
moved because of it.
I know.
So that I don't understand.
I moved to Medellin
going from one extreme to the other.
I know. It's true. So my mantra for the whole trip, you ready for this?
Do Something Every Day That Scares You by Eleanor Roosevelt?
No.
What?
The fuck? Why do you have to jump in there with Eleanor Roosevelt? I'm gearing it all. I'm building up all the tension to give you my mantra for the trip. What? And you fucking knock it down with the Eleanor Roosevelt quote.
It's a good quote, though.
You don't need to do that.
That's what I use when I explain to all my friends why you're going there. Why would he do that? I go, because he's going to be a digital nomad and he's going to do something every day that scares him. Eleanor Roosevelt.
All your friends are talking behind my back saying, why would he do that?
They are kind of curious.
What the fuck? What is that? My grandma, I tell my grandma, she just gets over telling me that I can finally go to Argentina. I tell her I'm going to go to Colombia. She goes, yeah, there's nothing to do there. Why does she got to say that?
She doesn't hold back.
She doesn't know. When was the last time she was in fucking Medellin?
She goes all the time.
She's not in Medellin.
All right.
Anyway, my mantra for the whole trip. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Are you going to pipe in with any other fucking mantras?
I'm piping in.
No. The mantra is...
That's a good mantra.
The mantra is trust.
Trust what?
Just trust. Just trust.
I had to go blow my nose. It just snorted all over the microphone.
It's just trust, okay? Believe in the power of trust. Just have trust.
I'm really glad. That's a great mantra.
Trust. You gotta fucking trust that shit. Okay.
All right. That's a very good uppers.
God.
Yeah, I'm glad. That
damn,
took, I made like,
me cry.
Well, doesn't it make more sense to do Something Every Day That Scares You by Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yeah, but you fucking, trust would have been fine had you not just elongated that whole buildup.
What's with trust?
Just what trust are you trusting? That in the universe that it's gonna all gonna be okay.
Of course it will.
What do you mean, of course it will?
You are a capable individual. If you see danger, you hop over. You know, you are one that are good with the fight or flight.
Yeah.
Remember when you were in a movie theater with me once when you were a young child?
I've lost sensations in my fingers just now from laughing too hard.
The lights went out?
Yeah, I abandoned you.
You did. You didn't say, like, let me help my mother.
I said, let's go.
And I'm like, why are you going? The movie's on. And you're like, nope.
The flashing light was going. It was time to evacuate.
And you leaped over like 25 rows and ran out the door and left
me
there.
Well, everyone's sitting there doing nothing in the theater.
All right, well.
I remember that was like it was yesterday.
So you'll do fine.
All right, we've reached the end of the show. That's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
Oh, man, that got me going.
Yeah, well.
All right. We've reached the end. I want to thank.
We've had a blast with you guys.
Thank you so, so much for tuning in, for sharing this with a friend. It's the thing we appreciate most that you can do because we need a bigger community. And we need to spread the message of talking about sex shouldn't be so taboo.
Right.
So share this with a fucking friend who's going to enjoy it.
I mean, like the guy said, America's going downhill anyway, so you might as well share it.
Share it. We really appreciate it when
and
you
follow
do.
Us on TikTok because I know we're going to get some good stuff coming up on TikTok when Cam leaves and joins the clown community in Argentina.
It's true. And a big thank you to our Sneaky Freak patrons for keeping our lights on. You're allowing us to record in this awesome studio. You allowed me to purchase a new travel mic so that I can actually go and do this on the road so that there's no lapse. And so thank you all to the people who have joined us on Patreon.
We really appreciate your generosity. And if you want to join us on Patreon, you go to www.patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. And just join us, you know, a few dollars shows your support.
We do monthly Zoom calls. I'm thinking the next one's going to be September 14th. Keep an eye out if it works for both of our schedules, and because I'll be in Colombia. Who knows what the fuck's going to go on down there. I'll have internet and electricity.
Hopefully you'll be able to see Cam playing an accordion.
That's right. But yeah, thank you all so much. We love you very much.
And you know what I'm going to sing?
What?
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a little mantra that says, trust me.
Okay. Trust me.
Me, as in you trust yourself.
Okay, I like that too. Thank you very much, Mother.
I hope you have a phenomenal trip.
Thank you.
I will miss you dearly.
I will miss you too.
But I think, as Eleanor Roosevelt said, you need to do something every day that scares you.
Good God. Oh, my fucking God. All right. Love you all.
Love you all. Bye.